today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Hope you're having a great Christmas season this year. Is your shopping done? Or are you just getting started? I'll tell you, one of my favorite memories growing up in the Midwest is going out in the cold and running from store to store in the cold and buying all those gifts and presents. We hope you're having a great Christmas this year. Our message today is going to be from John 3:16. We've been talking about the God's gifts of Christmas, and we're going to continue that study today. And if you have a Bible, I would encourage you to find it and look at us with the Scripture today as we consider His Word. God's gifts of Christmas. Now, before we get to the message, we'd like to hear from you. If you'd contact us and let us know where you're hearing this program, it would be such a blessing to us. And I have a gift for you. I'll send you a little prayer journal if you'll just let us know where you are. Send us an address. Tell us where you heard the program today. There are a couple of ways you can contact us. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, and there just click on Contact Us and get a hold of us that way. Most of the responses we get are actually through the regular mail system. So you can just send us a letter, send us a Christmas card. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. John 3:16, probably one of the most memorized verses in all of the Bible, except for maybe Genesis 1:1. I've often had people tell me, I know a memory verse, and they'll quote Genesis 1:1. But many who grew up in church and many who went to Bible school learn John 3:16. And our whole message this month is based around that one verse. If you know it, say it with me. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The first week in this series, we talked about the first part of that, for God so loved the world and how God gave us his love. The second part, I've got to say the whole thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The second part, we talked about his grace. Today, the third part, where the Bible says that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, is God's gift of mercy and God's gift of mercy toward us. I'm so thankful that we have a merciful God. Now, I'll show you what I mean as we go through the message. Grace has often been described as God giving us what we do not deserve. God gave us our salvation. He gave us heaven. Those are from God's grace, God's gifts to us. Mercy is described as God not giving us what we do deserve. You see, because of our sin, we deserve hell. Because of our sin, we deserve condemnation. And yet God is merciful toward us in such a way that he provided his son so that we would not have to suffer those things. We look at the scripture and we see his mercy. The Bible says that whosoever. We see the word that here, we need to think of it in such a way as so that. God sent his only begotten son so that. It's kind of one of those since this and that kind of a statement. And this really leads us back to the first two parts of the verse. It leads us back to his love, for God so loved the world. It leads us back to his grace that he gave his only begotten son so that whosoever believeth on him should not perish. Now this brings us to the reach of his mercy. He said that whosoever, God's mercy is available to everyone. No one is excluded. Again, go back to the beginning of the verse. For God so loved the world. It doesn't exclude anyone, and that includes you. I believe that God wants you to be saved today. God wants you to walk with him, and God wants you to know him. That's why he created you. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And his mercy does not leave anyone out. It extends to anyone. The psalmist said in Psalm 86:5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all that call upon thee. God's mercy extends to you. However, there is something here that's very important. You've got to trust him. The next part of the verse says that whosoever believeth on him. This is so important. God's mercy extends to those who will trust him, to those that hear the word of God and understand his message and will come to the Savior by faith. You see, the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's from Hebrews 11:6. If you want to please God, you've got to come by faith. You know, many people do so many things in which they think they're pleasing God. They give money, and certainly God wants us to tithe. They go to church, and certainly God wants us to go to church. But many think that that's all they need, that if they just go to church enough, and if they just give enough, and that if they're just nice enough, and if they're just good to people and don't kick the dog, that God's just going to let them into heaven. No, faith pleases God. You've got to come to him by faith, trusting him. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Mercy is not earned. Mercy, you cannot work for it. There's not enough good deeds. The Bible says that all of our righteousness is like filthy rags, and it's not enough. So God's mercy steps in, and by his mercy, we can come to him. This is, by the way, where grace steps in. Is it by his grace we're saved? But you see, grace and mercy work hand in hand. And so it's trusting God that pleases him, believing that God will do what he says he will do. By faith, I mean absolutely, totally relying on him and nothing else. It's Jesus plus nothing that gets your salvation. It's not even Jesus plus baptism or any other good work. You must trust Christ if you're going to please him. And the Bible says that his mercy extends to those who believe on him and to call upon him and trust him. Psalm 13:5 says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. And when you trust Christ, then we come to the result of God's mercy in us. The Bible says, should not perish. Literally, that means shall not be condemned, shall not go to hell. You see, God's justice demands that because of our sin, we are separated from God. We're separated from God because of Adam's sin, Romans 5:12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. But listen to this, so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. It's our own sin that condemns us. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of our sin, we cannot come into the presence of God, yet by his mercy, he sent his son to be born in a manger that we celebrate at this Christmas time. But you see, that was not all. That's not the end of the message. That's not the end of the story. You see, that baby lived a perfect life and then died a sinner's death. He died for you because of God's mercy. Jesus died on that cross so that you could have eternal life. He died in your place by the mercy of God. By God's mercy, we can escape the punishment of hell. The Bible says, shall not perish. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. You see, it's not by what we've done, but what he has done. According to his mercy, he saved us. Now, the question comes down to this. Have you trusted him? Have you asked Jesus to forgive your sin? Have you repented of your sin and trusted in him as your Savior? And by trust, I mean complete trust, calling upon him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What a great time of the year to not only see that babe in a manger, but see a Savior on a cross and put your faith in him and there find God's mercy for your soul. And the Bible says, once you believe him, he says, shall not perish. Now, that's a promise. God has never lied, and he promises you that he will redeem you, he will save you if you'll just trust in him. And I want to encourage you to call on him today. Call unto his name, confess your sin before him, and put your faith in him. Trust him. He loves you, and he wants you to be his child. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.